Greetings. It is the Great One. Yes, the same Great One who used to podcast three times a week and now podcast about three times a month. You're saying, Great One, what the fuck are you doing? We're still getting slammed with work. It is just fucking ridiculous. This is, I don't know, week five of 60 hours or more in a week. Okay, let's see if this guy knows how to merge. Push your accelerator pedal. Good job. Good job. God, people can't drive. So anyhow, this falls in the category of one of the podcasts I'm recording that you may or may not ever hear this. Why is this truck rattling so fucking much? Probably because it's loaded with shit. Anyway, I've been driving all over the fucking place. I'm so sick of driving. God, am I sick of driving. Let's see. Yoga pants girl pissed me off yesterday because she's getting lazy. And I get it. She doesn't want to work. It's like, I'm trying to get her hours because she's like, well, I want money. And I'm trying to get her hours. But then she's like, well, I want to go work on my race car because we got to fix our race car. And we're spending all this time and money fixing this race car. I'm like, well, why don't you just buy a car that works? And she gave me some little monosyllable non-answer that wasn't an answer. Yeah, and I haven't done the Yoga Pants Girl episode yet, but know that both her and her boyfriend come from families that have plenty of money. Like, her father buys new cars, brand new BMWs, for the fun of it. He buys new automobiles for the fun. Not because he needs it to drive around, because it just looks pretty and he buys them for fun. Okay? So she did not come from a poverty-stricken family. She's not like working her way up and like, I'm the first person in my family to go to college. So anyhow, she's just like, I want to go racing. I don't want to be working. I'm like, well, here I'm trying to get you hours. And now, if you'd have told me a week ago you wanted to be racing, okay, fine. But when you spring it on me at the last minute, I'm like, okay, well then go home. I can finish this up by myself. Well, then you'll be mad at me. Well, what the fuck does that matter? If you want to go the fuck home, go the fuck home. What the hell does my emotional response matter? Just go the fuck home if that's what you want. Well, you'll be mad. Well, then fucking goddamn it. Come here so I can slap the shit out of you. If you're not gonna go home, don't sit here and whine about how you want to go home. Oh yeah, women. God damn, man. Speaking of people, also other people you can't work with, there's homosexuals. I'll get to that in a second. Maybe you will hear this podcast. I'm starting to warm up. So anyhow, Yoga Pants Girl and I were supposed to work pretty much all day today. So that's going to get her lots of hours. And she said, well, I want to go racing because there's a race. I'm like, okay, fine, go to this race. So then I find out, so she does the racing, right? And they got the race car that they're spending all this time and money trying to fix the race car and make it go instead of just buying another car. Now I find out that this racing she does, so she's telling me she races, right? So I assume, because I'm assuming, and my race car knowledge is limited, I assume that it's not something as cool as off-road racing, but like you're racing in a city or a town or something and they block off some streets, you know, kind of like they block off the streets for all these morons in spandex who hold up productivity and kill GDP. I'm assuming they block off some streets and they put out some cones because we got this joke about, she said she ran over some cones with her car, the orange cones, so we joke about running over cones all the time. So I'm assuming they block off the roads and you get your cars and you race around the street or something. Well, come to find out that the racing she does is in parking lots. So they go into a parking lot and they put up some cones and you drive your car around between the cones. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, great one, that sounds like what people do with go-karts, then yes, that's exactly what went through my mind also. I'm like, so this is like go-kart racing, only with full-size automobiles that you spend hours and hours and hours of your life and thousands of dollars on. I didn't say this to her. What I actually said was, when she explained to me that you set up cones in a parking lot and drive around them, I said, oh. But what was going through my mind is, so like go-kart racing that I did when I was 8. Like, okay, this is not racing. This is not racing. This is driving around fucking orange cones and being timed. So anyhow, doing that was more important than going to work and making money. Which is another thing about Yoga Pants Girl. At some point, she's going to have to decide, does she want to be a race car driver or does she want to be an event planner? Because even though she's been told that she can do anything she wants if she just follows her dreams, she can in fact do anything, but she can't do everything. For example, the great one can't be a fucking lighting designer and run all these gigs and be a podcaster. At least not for the last, what, 3 or 4 fucking weeks. Because I've been fucking busy. You gotta devote your time to one thing or the other, boys and girls. I'm way behind on everything. Even work. Oh my God, I'm so far behind. I don't think I've ever been this far behind on work-related email, ever. Shit is just blowing up. So anyhow, today is Saturday. You normal people are enjoying the day with your families or your friends or some shit like that. So the great one is driving to one city to start up a gig. I'm going to drive to another city. I'm going to start up a gig over there. And I'm going to hang out in that city. I'm going to go to this restaurant that I always go to when we're over there. Probably have a few beers, get some food, do some work. Then I'm going to probably go to a coffee shop. It's right across the street. Do some more work, might do some personal shit at some point, but I'm gonna do as much of my work and get paid for it as I can, because I gotta get caught up on this email, I gotta do planning, I gotta make sure shit's going on. Gotta email people in China who sent me shit that's fucked up, even though I told them to fucking pack the shit so it doesn't get broken. They didn't pack the shit so it didn't get broken. I don't know why it's so fucking hard, man. Put some extra goddamn packing peanuts in there with the fucking $700 fucking piece of lighting equipment I just bought. I mean, you can't play the stupid card. The Chinese ain't stupid. So then, at 9 o'clock tonight, I got to turn off the gig in that city. Then I got to drive back to the other city. So at 11 o'clock, I can turn that one off. And then I get to go home, if I'm fucking really lucky, I'll be asleep by maybe midnight 15. I gotta be back on site in the city, the first city we're going to, gotta be back there at 0700 tomorrow morning to start taking all that shit down. Then we gotta bounce to the other city to take all that shit down. So that's why you're not getting a podcast very regularly, because that's what it's fucking been like for the last 2 weeks, and it's not getting any better. Next week, we thought we had a little bit of downtime to get ready for another gig that's coming up, which is going to be huge, huge, one of the hugest jobs I have ever fucking worked on, ever, in my life. It's huge. It's like fucking nearly stadium touring real rock and roll band huge. Not quite, but close. It's huge. I also hear sirens. Where the fuck are they? How do you pull over in a fucking roundabout? Okay, there we go. Ambulance. What was I bitching about? Oh yeah, so yeah, we thought we were going to have some downtime next week to start figuring this, and we still got to order shit for this gig and everything else. And then it's like Dallas goes off and he sends this email. He's like, hey, guess what? We have a furniture rental next week and it's in another city up in the mountains. So there's a day of somebody, two people at least, driving up into the mountains with all this furniture to drop it off and set it up, and then another day of them driving back up there to get all the furniture and bring it back. So there's at least two employees out. I'm just like, damn, dude, I hope we are making a profit on this, because this is a lot of fucking work and we got a lot going on. Anyhow, everybody's having a... Oh, so working with homosexuals. It's talking about stress. So we're so short on employees because the guy who was driving, 30, got fired, right, for being drunk at work, and he was our driver. So we had to bring in this other guy to do some driving for us, and this guy is a person that Dallas and I have both known for many, many years. He's done a lot of theater and event stuff around here. He's like this, I don't know, 65, 70-year-old, flaming homosexual. He's always like making these innuendos to me about, I'm saying like, yeah, I got to get down on my knees to do this. He's like, oh, great one. I'd love to see you on your knees. I'm like, yeah, well, I charge extra for that. So he's always making these sex innuendos at me. But that's not the part that bothers me. The part that bothers me is he always, always trying to tell other people how to do their fucking jobs. I mean, I've been doing this job for this company for 9 fucking years, and he shows up yesterday and, oh, thanks for blocking all the roads, assholes. And he's like questioning everything I'm doing. I mean, putting a light on a piece of truss. He's like, well, are you sure you want to put the light there? I'm like, homosexual, I have been doing this for 9 years. Yes, this is where I want to put the light. He's like, well, if you put that light right there, that's going to be lighting the back of people's heads. I'm like, yes, I know what it's doing. I'm doing this. I've done this before. It's just constantly. And then Yoga Pants Girl shows up, and we're flying some lighting truss, and Yoga Pants Girl goes over there and she's doing something, and the homosexual, he's putting Lico barrels on the Licos, and he says to her, so this is a Lico lens or something like that. And she just looks at him and she's like, I'm the lighting assistant. I know what that is. And I'm kind of like waiting for her to kill him because she's in a bad mood. Oh, then the new girl who we have named, I don't remember if I told you this or not, we got her name is Soft Girl, because she came in and all the guys were like, boy, she's really soft. She's not going to make it here. We're going to kill her. So I call her Soft Girl. That's her nickname, SG for short. Yesterday was her first day working, and Yoga Pants Girl is so, I mean, what I told you guys, it's like a fucking cat fight. Yoga Pants Girl hates this girl so much because nobody, let us once again remind ourselves, what is a misogynist? A misogynist is a man who hates women as much as women hate women. Oh, Yoga Pants Girl hates this girl with every ounce of her existence. She's like already trying to figure out how to get her fired. And this is why you don't put women in the workplace, because this is what they do. You put two women in the same workplace, they instantly go into the mode of trying to figure out how to stab each other in the back. All right, anyway, I got to go in here and do some work. So Soft Girl, Yoga Pants Girl's in a bad mood because she's, anyhow, stuff, things, happenings, whatevers. All right. Thanks for listening. There may or may not be more after this. I don't know. It depends. Do I feel like recording more shit while I'm driving around today? All right. Talk to you cats later.